And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
With summer come the carnivals, and one of the biggest is raging in the U.S. Senate. Yes, it's energy bill time again, and it's a freak show of special interests. We look at that, and then we feature some of the best of the Wild Side News as we look to the mountains, the oceans, and into the heart of our relationship with that most amazing friend and companion to the human species, those canine companions. So get set for another great adventure into the wonder when your voice of the earth returns here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News, and now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome to this early summer edition of the Wild Side News. I just finished looking at where my listeners are from around the globe, and the Wild Side News is being heard in some pretty exotic places. Now, some of the top locations are, of course, San Diego, where most of my friends are, but also Chicago, New York, San Jose, Los Angeles, and other major cities. I encourage all of you to reach out and tell someone in your city about the Wild Side News so this voice of the earth keeps growing and growing. And it's also fun to hear some of the places that people tune in from. So I want to give a special greeting to all my listeners in these places. If you hear your city, I'd love to hear from you. So here are some of the top international listening posts. Munich, London, Johannesburg, Paris, Copenhagen, Hamburg, Caracas, Venezuela, Winnipeg, Kuala Lumpur, Havana, Cuba, just to name a few. If you are one of these international listeners, I'd like you to send me an email from the contact page and give me some information on what it is that's on your mind in your country. Or just anytime, send an email to wildsidenews@cox.net. That's wildsidenews@cox.net. Today, we feature three powerful segments. Following the news, we revisit two amazing nature photographers. Now, they don't just take pretty pictures, no. They create a phenomenal source of interactive panoramic photographs. Definitely check out today's show page for the link to the Mountain Visions website. You'll be so glad you did. In segment two, as the oceans are making headlines as hurricane season begins, we take another look at the oceans as we talk to one of the world's most significant caretakers and champions of the oceans when we hear from Scripps Institution of Oceanography's director, Dr. Charles Kennell, as he gives his State of the Oceans report. And then we explore one of the most powerful stories, and one I am so happy to share. It's the very personal story of a man tragically transformed in a truck accident who, after years of struggle, found himself confined to a wheelchair. His life became painful in many ways. And then he met Hawk, one of those miraculous animal companions. Here is a story you will want to listen to and share with your friends. So we've got a wonderful show ahead, and it all kicks off following the news. Tuesday, debate began on another attempt in the Senate to pass a national energy bill. Such has resulted in failure in two previous attempts. But energy and the environment, that long-standing dancing mantra that goes back to the 60s, is finally gaining respectability, not only in both the House and the Senate, but also by both parties. So this week, New Mexico's two energy champions, Pete Domenici and Jeff Bingaman, held hands and talked of really addressing an energy bill this session. The debate, which is televised at length on C-SPAN, seems more like a high school pageant than a serious debate over our energy future. What is being discussed? Almost everything, from supporting more efficient and rapid exploration and exploitation of America's oil resources, particularly offshore and oil shale, to ethanol, coal gasification, energy conservation, and the regular assortment of exploitables. One option that seems amazingly absent is any real talk about solar and hydrogen. Oh, sure, there are some requests for further study and reductions in our oil dependence, oh, within perhaps 20 years, but hydrogen and fuel cells continue to hold about as much weight as the hydrogen that inspires the debate. On the other hand, the new heavyweight in the battle, both literally and figuratively, is the new pretty boy, nuclear energy. France is doing it, Japan is too, so we should too. And new sites are being proposed to pour billions of dollars into centralized power stations in Scottsboro, Alabama, Port Gibson, Mississippi, St. Francisville, Louisiana, Aiken, South Carolina, and then, of course, in two right-off northern states, Lusby, Maryland, and Oswego, New York. When hydrogen is mentioned, it's almost always associated with its being produced from natural gas. And coal gasification brings billions and billions of dollars of renewed investment, as the clean tech vision remains essentially still something to be studied. Dreams of an Apollo project for energy are mentioned, but again receive the cynical rebuff of the grand energy champions, who know energy because they have been tied to oil and gas and coal, the real energy players, for decades. One of the more entertaining arguments that keeps resurfacing is that a hydrogen future is worthy of further study, but not a serious contender, as it represents such a small portion of the overall energy component. So it feels as if we will be heading down that old nuclear oil highway as the grand vision of America's oil independence. The real losers in this battle are the members of the Senate who throw political puffballs advocating more investment in alternative energies. The term nuclear option, which gained so much significance in the last 2 weeks, seems to continue its star status as the nuclear option now appears to be America's best hope for energy independence. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. That may be the vision of most of America's national parks, as cell phone companies have been given a relatively open ticket, in the name of camper safety, of course, to erect cell phone towers to provide unbroken coverage in our national parks. Without much public comment or oversight, cell phone companies are clamoring to the national parks with plans to provide service in what, till then, had been dead zones. This just may be the sound of nature coming soon to a national park near you. China keeps making its way back into the news. It's being mentioned as the nation's leading problem in the future of oil prices, and there is ample reason to believe such. China currently has a rather low car per capita ratio of a mere 5 per 1,000 people, but that number is changing each month. Car sales in China, the world's third largest market, rose 22.4% in May from the same time a year ago. Ford Motor Company saw its sales increase by 50% in 1 year. But the Chinese auto market is growing in ways Ford may find troubling in the years ahead. With General Motors wheezing with the first signs of economic pneumonia, China's emerging auto manufacturing capabilities will eventually place another giant challenge on the American auto manufacturers. Then what? Keep tuning in to the Wild Side News to find out. And that's the news. Well, we now turn our attention to someone who takes color beyond the boundaries and brings it back to you in a most amazing form. I want to welcome Gary Grimm, one half of the visionary photographic team who make up Mountain Vision. Gary, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
First, Gary, tell us about you and Katie Flanagan, how you spend your time creating the wonders of Mountain Visions, your company.
Well, for the past several years, almost 10 years, we found a way to use a computer and take photographs that create a 360-degree circle where you can actually visit a location on Earth, a spot, where you can see everything in view from that spot. And we can also create with the computer on the Internet interactive hotspots, so you can actually visit these places and find out a lot more information about details about the issues or problems or special features, plants and animals, or the resources that are at that spot.
That's absolutely right. And by the way, listeners, please go to the Wildside News show page today, and there you'll see images that, when you click on them, can take you to the actual demonstrations of these online experiences. And an online experience, it truly is. I'm just going to say, I literally spent about an hour and a half yesterday in my busy day taking adventures all around the world. Now, I'm trying to figure out if you should describe this or I should describe it, because why don't you first of all talk about what it is that a person will experience when they visit your website, and why don't you give that website now so that people can go there?
Well, our company is mountainvisions.com, so www.mountainvisions.com leads you into a website that we developed that more or less portrays a lot of the things that we've been doing in the recent years with the Internet. And, for example, one part that we have developed is a map of the state of Idaho that has a lot of these, the new panoramas that we're using are full screen, and they're really nice looking on your computer screen, and you can pan around and look at all the, everything in that view. And we've taken, especially taken some photographs of three wilderness areas in Idaho: the Owyhee Canyon lands, the Boulder White Clouds, and the Clearwater roadless areas. And all of these places are pretty currently issues that are important. Decisions are being made about whether or not and how much land might be preserved and how these areas will be managed in the future.
Well, Gary, you and Katie Flanagan have spent most of your life traveling around. I'm going to try to give people an idea of what it is we're talking about in terms of the experience. Go to the website. Don't miss this. It is absolutely astonishing. If you ever need a little break in life, and you're stuck in an office or stuck in a home and you'd like to go out to the wild, this is as close as I can imagine as an Internet experience to go out there, because what Gary and Katie have done, as they say, you go to the site, you click on it, and as you move your cursor, it literally goes around in a circle 360 degrees. You can look up, you can look down at what is exactly right in front of your feet, and then as well you can zoom in and find details. And in some cases, when you download a special little feature called the Zoomify?
That's one of the technologies that lets you zoom way into detail on the panorama.
These ultra high density photographs, you can look off way into the distance and zoom in and literally be looking at flowers. I have some applications of this we're going to talk about that I think are just extraordinary. Why this matters is the fact that it gives people an opportunity to experience, in particular, wild places that they otherwise probably can't go to, and become informed about their importance and get a sense of the place, particularly as it relates to wilderness, watersheds. Why don't you talk about some of the places you've been and about how this has helped people learn about those places and help preserve them?
Well, our work is always a work in progress, and there are things that we've done that are pretty well fully produced. We've done for 4 years we've worked on a project called Interactive Watersheds. And there are five watersheds across the United States that are fairly major watersheds where we've developed a lot of panoramas and hot spots with audio video spots.
Yes.
Looking at the resources of these watershed areas. And those are pretty well produced, and they'll be ongoing possibly for years as they continue to do work in the watersheds. Things that are not quite fully produced, for example, your next person that you're going to interview,
Mike Mass.
Mm-hmm. I just got an email from him yesterday that encouraging people to go to the hearings on the Boulder White Clouds, and that's the current big issue, and they're trying to determine the boundaries of which will be the wilderness in the Boulder White Cloud areas in Idaho. And we've got a site with a lot of panoramas on that, about that area, and we've been trying to work with the different environmental groups and the wilderness groups to get them to link to these sites and try to develop a better, more descriptive and more visualized understanding of what these areas are like, so that people have a better chance of understanding them and then being positive about wilderness preservation and bigger boundaries. And that, we sometimes we're successful at that to a certain extent, and sometimes we're not. But it's, a, as I said, a work in process to try to get what we do and what other people are doing to be coordinated together in a way that makes the best effort possible to educate people and help them understand how valuable these wilderness and other resources that we have around us, how valuable they are, and how we need to all be involved in helping protect them for the future.
Gary, I'm going to say this unequivocally, if that's pronounced right, I think it is, that I believe that what you offer is one of the most valuable tools to anybody who has a concern for preserving wild places. This is a powerful tool to educate the public and let them literally experience, they get to explore, plus there's in many cases sound effects and many special features that unfortunately we're not going to have time to really cover today on the Wild Side News. But go, now let's let people know how they can find your website, and then everybody go there and enjoy and have fun. Talk to, give us your website again.
Okay, it's I think just the words Mountain Visions with an S on the end .com will get you to our website with lots and lots of links to all kinds of projects that we've been involved in.
And your phone number?
We're in Idaho at 208-336-2992.
Gary, Katie, thanks for being on the Wild Side News. I hope a lot of people learn about what you're doing.
The wondrous panoramic vistas that Mountain Visions provide are a perfect introduction to our next segment as we get the big picture of the state of our oceans from the director of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, Dr. Charles Kenner, when your voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News. We'll be right back.